פרק י"ג סעיף למד אלף, שריעה במים בדרך לכלוך. Person goes soaked in a way he's making it dirty. המלציב בגד במים באופן שאין דרך ניקוי וקיבוץ, אלא דרך לכלוך. אין בזה עשר קיבוץ. A person goes and soaks his bagot in a way it's not usually made to go and clean it, but opposite, the normal way one makes the bagot more dirtier. And there's no problem from kibbutz. L'chein, ha-menagev es yodov, person goes and dries his hands, oy gufoy, or his body, ve-magevet, with a towel, oy she-menagev ma'im shalavitva, or cleans the water which is on the floor, oy she-nichnas le-ma'im shulavash be-begodov, ha-yze mutter. That person goes and dries his hands on a towel, or his body on a towel. We don't say a person making the water going onto the towel in order to make the towel more clean. Opposite, we say. We say he's making the towel more dirty. Therefore, it's not considered you're cleaning the towel. The same thing if you put a rag on the floor in order to go and clean the floor. We don't say you're cleaning the rag. What are you doing? You're dirtying it. The same thing, a person goes in a puddle from water, or in a river with his begodim, with his begodim on him. You don't say a person is cleaning. What do we say? A person is making it more dirty. Therefore, in such cases, there's no problem from libun. Hetter than nemerachor, even she'inkav and also shall odim and naklis as a beket al deha, tavosi b'mayim. A person doesn't want to clean it. Kavon is not to clean. Aber even she'inkav and also naklis as a beket al deha. The person has kavanah to clean, therefore the person would dry his hands on a towel in order to clean the towel. We say he is not allowed to do that on Shabbos. If the person dries his hands in order to dry his hands, he doesn't want to go and clean the towel, he's allowed to do that on Shabbos. Lamed Beis. Yesh ma'apotnu shekosfu shedin zeh shomaunu lahokel b'deach lichvuch ein lahokel elika shabeget noki. Avli ma'beget meluchlach ein lahokel la'ativa b'mayim afilu b'deach lichvuch. What do you say? We learned before that Shittas Rabbeinu Tam is that Derech Lichluch, that's the reason why you're allowed to do it. What does Rabbeinu Tam say if you have a beged which has got a stain on it? Does he still say that Derech Lichluch is allowed or not? Keep going. A person has a towel, he's got a stain on the towel. Is he allowed to dry his hands? Because if the drying his hands considered a way to make it dirtier, not to make it cleaner. But according to the Roy Vishenim, we didn't say this reason because he's making it cleaner or dirtier. We said a different reason. We say because it is a clean, because it is a dirty baguette which has got a stain on it, we say you're not allowed to go and clean. So maybe according to Rabbeinu Tam, also he'll say that if you've got a stain on the beged, you were not even allowed to do it derech lichluch. That's what he says here. Now, often Paschim and Mishnah Berurah wants to worry about them, that one should not go and do it even a derech lichluch to if you've got a stain on the beged. But the often Paschim will say, no, if you do it, even if you've got a stain on the beged, there's no problem from doing it a derech lichluch. What that means, like we said before, if a person's got a stain on a towel, are you allowed to go and dry your hands on the towel? Then according to the Mishnah Berurah, one should worry about it and not dry his hands on the towel, because he brings down two achronim, the apostim, prima donna, very someone. Even though the Mishnah Berurah himself is not so sure about it, he wants to say maybe it's allowed. I call upon him, there are some apostim who say you're not allowed to dry your hands on something which is got a stain, because you're drying it and you're making the stain clean. But the Alpas can say, if you're doing derech lichluch, you're doing the way to go and make it more dirty, even if you've got stains, there's no problem.